This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A months-long dispute gripping the Northern Cheyenne Indian tribe centers around who is in charge and a controversial election that excludes women candidates scheduled for October 30th is only causing more confusion. The volatile situation sparked last spring when Northern Cheyenne Tribal President Gene Small, a rancher who campaigned in 2024 on transparency, initiated an audit into the Tribal Council's use of federal COVID-19 relief funds. Some council members balked at the audit, but the examination moved forward on a 6-5 Tribal Council vote, and the fallout since the audit has gotten underway has burned through the tribal government. Headquartered in southeast Montana, the Northern Cheyenne tribe has about 12,500 enrolled members, 4,600 of whom live on the reservation. Events have been rapid fire. The tribal council on September 11th voted to remove Northern Cheyenne Tribal President Small, citing alleged constitutional violations. Two council members, Tori Davey and Teresa Small, notably did not attend the removal hearing and have since sided with the president. On the same day, a group of traditional leaders, called chiefs, issued a declaration calling for the removal of 8 council members who voted to oust the president. The chiefs then selected 8 new temporary council members to serve, and President Small held a swearing-in ceremony for them. Meanwhile, the 8 original council members continued to meet and issued a public statement saying they were the official governing body of the tribe. Things reached a fever pitch in recent weeks when several council members were arrested, tribal bank accounts were frozen, and the interim council approved a controversial special election that bans women from running. While the president and original council members disagree on who should be in charge, there is agreement across the board that the conflict has sown confusion and division in the tight-knit tribal community. In a September 29th meeting, the interim council and Small approved a one-time special election for October 30th to fill 8 council seats that they say have been vacated. The 8 original council members who voted to remove Small, however, say the election is invalid. They argue that Small is no longer president and that the traditional leaders, the chiefs, have no official governing authority. They say they hold the 8 council seats and that the seats are not vacant. But the new election rules have added a new layer of controversy. The election was developed by the chiefs, Small said, with new and restrictive election rules, including prohibiting women from running and raising the minimum candidate age from 21 to 30. The 8 original council members are also barred from running, and there is no primary election or absentee voting. Small said the rules only apply to this election, and people who are elected to the council will finish out the terms of the person they replaced, serving either 1 or 3 years. There are 14 candidates for 8 tribal council seats, but the plan has drawn criticism. Council member Melissa Lone Bear says, "It's a civil rights violation, the exclusion of women candidates and disallowing absentee votes, given that less than 40% of enrolled members live on the reservation." The tribe notably elected 5 women council members and a woman president and vice president in 2020. And 5 of the 8 council members feuding with Small are women. Council member Teresa Small, who has sided with the president throughout the dispute, would notably continue to hold her post. If the election occurs and new members are elected, she would be the only woman serving on the council. Both sides have filed suits in federal court to try to assert their authority. The original council members to restore themselves to their council seats, to restore frozen bank accounts, and to stop the formal election. And the newly appointed council members to secure their seats, elect only men to the council, restore Small as president, and give him signatory authority over tribal bank accounts, and to restrict voting in the tribal election. The courts have so far not taken any action, and the Bureau of Indian Affairs has declined to enter the fray. The Northern Cheyenne tribe is on its own to solve its own self-inflicted tribal council and election problem. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.